Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Maseches Midos Daf Lamed Hei. So today's Daf encompasses the second perek of Maseches Midos and into the third perek. We began yesterday with a general overview of the Har HaBayis compound, which was 500 amo by 500 amo, which is rather large. Interestingly, the Kosel HaMaravi, the western wall, which is the western wall of the Har HaBayis compound, the exposed part that we dive in today, that we see, is really much smaller than 500 amo. But really, it continues further in. So they dug out the western wall tunnels, and they found that the wall actually goes on and on, way longer than what's exposed. And in fact, it is in line with the description in the Mishnah that it was rather long, 500 amo in total. So that was the enclosure of the Har HaBayis. What about the actual Beis HaMikdash, which was situated in the Har HaBayis? Says the Mishnah, Lofnim Yimenu. So inside this enclosure, what's the next thing? What's the next partition? Next zone is a Seirig. Seirig is a latticed type of partition, which was situated 10 amma prior to the actual Beis HaMikdash itself. So it encircled the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash itself. And this Seirig was actually a stopping point. In fact, they discovered in the archaeological digs, they discovered this stone inscription, a sign which was posted along the Seirig, Goyim until here. A Goy was not allowed past the Seirig. So the Seirig was this latticed type of partition, Gavaya Yutfachim, Ten Tefachai, sort of a low wall indicator that the Goyim, etc., meant to stop right there. V'shalosh Esrei Pirtzes HaYubay, but in fact the Greeks weren't very happy with being shut out of the Beis HaMikdash, and they breached it 13 different places. Shepartza Malchi Yavam. So this Seirig had 13 breaches, which were done by the Malchi Yavam, and after they banished the Greeks, they rebuilt it, they repaired those breaches. Chazru Ugdara. And in fact, as a sign of gratitude to Hashem for giving us that ability, that victory over the Greeks, the Gozru connect them, they established, corresponding to those 13 repaired breaches, Yud Gimel Shtachavayas, 13 occasions, 13 opportunities for bowing. So whenever you pass one of these locations, you bow to Hashem as an expression of subservience and thanksgiving. Lefnim Yimenu. What's beyond the Seirik? It's called the Chayil. That zone was called the Hachel, which was 10 amma wide. Hachel Eser Amos, right? And it features 12 steps, which led you up to the Azara. Ushnei Masar Malo, so Yasham. What are the dimensions of these steps? Rum Malo Chatzi Amma, the riser, was a half amma high. Vishulchan, the step itself, was a Chatzi Amma in width. Now, Kol HaMalas or Yisham, all the steps in the Beis HaMikdash were of this dimension. Rum Mal Chatzi Amo, Vesholcha Chatzi Amo, half Amo high, half Amo in. Chutz, except Mishal Ulam, the steps in front of the Ulam, which were designed a bit differently, as we're going to see later. Likewise, all the doorways had a standard size. Kol HaPsacham Shor Yisham, Goivan Chaf Amo, 20 high, Rachban, and they're wide, Eser 10 Amis, Chutz Mishal Ulam, which had a different size. Kol HaPsacham Shor Yisham, all the entranceways had doors, how you learned losses, except for the Ulam. Once again, Chutz Mishal Ulam, that's an exception, which did not have doors. Kol HaSharam Shor Yisham, all those gateways, how you learned shkufas, had cross beams over the top, Chutz Mishal Tet, except for the Tet, the entry to the Har HaBayis, which was configured a bit differently, with a triangular top. It had two stones sort of leaning on each other, like a triangle, which formed the top of that gateway. Eventually, when our nation was able to afford better, they upgraded all the doors to Nishtanu Liyashal Zav. They upgraded them to gold, except for the eastern entry to the Azara, the famous Shar Nikna, which was made of copper, and it remained that way. Mishnasa Bayanez, because it experienced a miracle. when he had to drop a door into the sea, when he encountered that storm on the way while he was delivering the doors to Yisrael, and Hashem guarded that door and had it swim along, and eventually he came to Yisrael, and they were installed. They were both installed in the Beis Hamikdash because of that miracle, that tremendous nes, to show that Hashem is at your right hand. So they kept it copper as a remembrance and an inspiration for all to see. Yishayim, some say the reason why they maintained it as copper is because that copper was really unique. It looked like gold. It had that yellowy tinge to it. Because their copper was matziv, had that goldy yellowy look, so it didn't need to be upgraded. Says the next Mishnah Dalet, Chalak Solom Shal Yishayim. Typically, the walls around the Beis Hamikdash were high, except for the eastern side of the Asara, which featured the eastern entry. So the wall portion above the entry was minimized, was shortened. Why? Because you wanted to allow for a direct view for the Kain standing on the next mountain, processing the Paraduma, so that when he sprinkles the blood towards the Beis Hamikdash, he has to be able to see right through to the Heichal. So if that eastern wall would be standard height, it would form an obstruction, it wouldn't allow him to see straight through. But the Kohen burning the Paraduma would be standing at the top of the Haram Mishcha, next door to the Harabayis, and he would direct his view, he would see the entrance to the Heichal B'Shas while he's doing the Hazoyas, the sprinkling of the Hadam of the Paraduma. So they kept that wall short as opposed to the other walls, which were regular height. Says the next Mishnah, Mishnah Ezus HaNoshim, which was the outer courtyard. So it was adjacent to the Ezus Yisrael and to Ezus Kehanim. So it was the eastern courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. It was called Ezus Noshim because typically women would only enter there, would not go further. So how large was that? A perfect square, 135 by 135. And it features four chambers, one on each corner of this Ezras Nash. It was situated on the four corners. Each chamber was exactly a square of 40 by 40. They were not roofed. They didn't have a ceiling. In fact, that's how they're going to be in the future as well. In the third Beis Hamikdash, as we find in the Cheskel Nabi's vision, he took me out to the outer courtyard, which is the Ezras Nashim, and he gave me an overview, a tour of Yireinu, Abbas, Mektzoy Achatzar, to the four corners. We had a chamber on each one of these corners. These chambers were keturis, unroofed. Ven keturis, that's the pasuk, and the Mishnah explains keturis means elishen mekuris. It would allow for the smoke to rise, so that's why it's called keturis, unblocked, unroofed. What was the function of these four rooms? Dromis mizrachis, the one at that corner, that was called lishkas hanazirim. What did the Nazirim do there? Shasham and Nazirim and Bashlam and Shlomim, that they would cook their Shlomim. Umagacham and Saran take their hair cut. Umashacham Tachasadu take the hair and toss it into the flame beneath the cooking pot of their Shlomim. Mizrachas Tzvain is the next one over. He has Lishkas Eitzin. That was called the firewood chamber. That's where they would store the wood and inspect the wood. Shasham a Kehanam Balimum. That's where the Kehanam had a blemish and couldn't serve. Would be matlim beitz and would check the wood for worms, worm-free vegetables, worm-free wood. Because if any log would feature some sort of worm, pasul would be disqualified from use. The next one over was Tzfanis Maravis. Here's the Lishkas Mitzrayim. That was for the Mitzrayim. There was a mikveh there for them. That's what they would prepare for the karbonis. Maravis Droimis, what was that for? Amar Blazim and Yaakov, I'm not sure, I don't recall, Shachachti, I forgot, its function, its purpose. Avashol Omer, I'll tell you what it served. That was the storeroom for the wine and the oils. Shasham, Hayunais Nyayin Veshem, and Yoyis Alishkas, Nikros Lishkas Beishemanya, it had a special name, Beishemanya, place for the oils. Now, the Ezra's Noshim, in general, did not have anything on the walls. It was a smooth wall without a balcony. Initially, it was smooth without any ledges. But later on, they decided to add, to ring it with a ledge, a balcony. What for? Shanoshim. Royes milamala, banoshim milamata. During the Simchas, Beis HaSheva ceremonies, during the celebrations, during the happy Yom Tov of Sukkot, the men would celebrate on the bottom, and the women would view from the top to avoid any inappropriateness. Kadesh lo yuhu merov, they shouldn't mix, they shouldn't mingle. V'tez vav malas oilis, mitaychol, that's strong, there were 15 steps rising from the Ezra's Noshim up to the next level, which is Ezra's Yisrael. The 15 were corresponding to the 15 chapters of Shir HaMalos that we find in Tehillim. Keneged Tesvav Malos Shebet Tehillim. Shalein HaLevim Omer B'Shir, on which the Levim would stand and say their Shir HaMalos, one per step. So were not straight steps, El Mukafis, rather they were semi-circled, half-circled. Kechatzi Gur Nagul, like a half of a garden, like a half of a granary round. Mishnah Vav. But the Shokh is Hoyotachas Ezra's Yisrael. As we explained, the Ezra's Yisrael was the next level up. So beneath, there were these chambers for music, for storing the musical instruments. So Psuchas Ezra's Nashim, which were open to Ezra's Nashim, which was a step lower. So Ezra's Nashim gave you access to these chambers, which were situated beneath Ezra's Yisrael. These rooms were storage for the clay shear. Sheshama Elohim, Noisnim, Kinoirat, they would place their harps. When the Volum, their lyres, and Tzalsayim, their symbols, V'chalal, and all the clay shear. Now let's proceed over to the Ezra's Yisrael. Ezra's Yisrael, which was beyond the Shar Niknar, was really a section in a much larger zone, which contained Ezra's Kehanim, and over to the Mizbeach, and over to the area called Ben Ulam LeMizbeach, in which there was another structure called the Heichal, which started with the Ulam and concluded with the Kodesh HaKadosh. Ezra Yisrael Hoya Orech Me'ev Amo Shleshim Chamesh. So in terms of its width, it was the same as the Ezra's Noshim, 135. But here we're calling it length because it was a narrow zone. It was only 11 Amo into the next area. And that was considered Ezra's Yisrael, where the regular Israel would be present when they bring karbanos. They would stop at the 11 amma mark. So it was 11 amma wide and 135 long. Ezra's Yisrael has arich mei amma shleishem achamish al arich achas esrei, only 11 wide. Then when we pass that point, again it's all in the same enclosure. It's not like beyond a partition. It's all part of the same room, which was 135 wide, in which we have the Ezra's Yisrael, 11 Amma, the next 11 Amma, Ezra's Kehanim, on and on and on. V'chein Ezra's Kehanim, likewise, Ezra's Kehanim, which was the next sliver of territory, was the same size. Ha'isa Erech Kuf Amma V'lamet Hei. So since it was only a narrow section, 11 Amma, so now the width sort of turns into its length, right? So it was 135 long, al roichav, with a width of yiralev, v'rashi pispisin. We have these markers coming out of the wall, mavdilim le'ezus Yisrael, to show the delineation point between Ezra's Yisrael, up until which they go, beyond which is called le'ezus ha'kehanam with kehanam. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, ma lahoysa gavoya amma. In fact, it was more than just a pispisin, it was a step, a platform, which was an amma, a step which was an amma up, which was a stage, this platform, on that step. And that platform was comprised of three steps. Ubo shalish malas, which had three steps. Shal chatzi chatzama, each step, a half amma high. So all the way to the top of this platform, above the step, you've already gone up 2.5 amma. Nimtzis, it turns out that Ezra's Kehanim, which was at the top, was really gvoyim, as Yisrael was elevated off the Ezra's Yisrael by a total of shtei amas u'mechza, 2.5 amma. The Rabbi Nishmaya says the duchan was meant for the kehanim to stand on there and to give their, you know, their brachas kehanim to Klal Yisrael. Now, in its entirety, the whole area, the Kol HaAzor, this whole enclosure, of which we've described part of it as a straw, is kind of where sort of subzones within this general area called the Azorah. So the Azorah in totality was how big? Kol HaAzor was 187 in length. So from the beginning of the Shaar Niknor, Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kehanim, the Mizbeah, all the way to the back was 187. Al Reicha Meir was a width of 135. Yud Gimel Yisrael, they established a practice of bowing in 13 different places, which according to Tanakama were those locations opposite the 13 breaches that we spoke about before, which had been repaired when the Hashmonaim achieved victory over the Greeks. However, Abba Yosef and Chanan Oimi had a different opinion on the 13 Hishtachavayis, Kenegad Yimul Shiar. The reason for 13 bowings is one per gateway. So as you pass a gateway, one of these 13 gateways of the Azorah, you bow. So according to him, there were 13 gates, 13 entries. How do you get the 13 in the Azorah? So he lists them out for us. Droimim. So again, we're going east to west. Your left is the Dorim. Smuchan Lamara. When you start from the west and you make your way down, the mountain was sloped upwards. Make your way down. So Smuchan Lamara, Shara Elyon, the upper one was called Shara Elyon, right? As per its location, its elevated location. Next one is Shara Delek. Next one is Shara Bechoris. Next one is Shara Maim. V'lam Nekushmaim, Shara Maim. Why did it get its name Shara Maim? Was meant to transport through it the container of water meant for pouring on the Mizbeach. A different reason. Eventually, in the future Beis HaMikdash, the water, there will be a stream of water, a miraculous source of water which will flow out of that area. So Mefachim is Lashon of Pach, like a earthenware container. It's small to start, and then it's going to grow and flow into this large waterway. Eventually, it's going to be flowing from beneath the threshold of the Samidash out of this area. Let's shift over to the right at Safin. Start counting the Sha'arim starting from the west, Smuch al-Amar, the one closer to the Ma'arav. So the closest ones to the Ma'arav started with Shara Yechanya, Shara Karban, Shara Noshim, and then Shara Shir. Why was it called Shara Yechanya? V'lom edikur Shmoy Shara Yechanya, Sheba Yatzo Yechanya B'galusim, and Yechanya was taken into exile by the Romans, by the Babylonians. He left through that area, so he came to the Beis HaMikdash to bow. It's an expression of farewell to the Shechina, and he went out to Golis through that gate. And the next one is Shara Karban, through which they bring Karbanis. Next one is Shara Noshim. Why Shara Noshim? Because a woman who brings a Karban would have to go in there to attend to her carbon, smicha, etc. Or there's no smicha, there's being a, you know, at attendance. Shar Ashir, through which they would carry the instruments. Okay, now we have Shar Mizrach over to the east of the Azor, Shar Niknor, famous Shar Niknor, based Pish Pishimoyloi. It had two sub doors, one on the right and one on the left. Echab Ni Minvach Mismoyloi, one to the right and one to the left. Shnai Bemar, there are two more doors on the far end on the western wall of the Azorah, and it wasn't really so actively used. They didn't have any special name, any special reference point. Hanun l'Harabais. Okay, so we're on to the next parak, which begins describing the Mizbeach. HaMizbeach hoya shloishim v'shtayim alamid beis. The base of the Mizbeach was a perfect square, 32 by 32. So you start with a 32 dimension, but eventually you're going to shrink it. By the time you get to the top, it's 28 by 28. Why? Because of all these steps and the ledges and the inversions. Ola Amma, Bekanas Amma. So you rise in Amma, you go in Amma, on either side. Zeha Yisoid, that's the foundation, that's the Yisoid, upon which they would pour the leftover blood. And so that shrunk your overall dimension. You went from 32 to 30, right? Because it took off one on either side. Nimtza Shleishma Shleishma. So you're holding at 30 by 30. Ola Chamish. You rise up five, and you go in an Amma, that's the the asoiviv, that's the walkway for the kehanim. So you took an amma off either side, or on all four sides. Nimzuchav ches av ches. Now you're down to 20 by 28. Kronis, you're up to the top already, but now you have to count for the corners, which were an amma, mizem amma mizem, an amma from either side. So the corner was an amma by an amma square. So the top surface of the mizbech has now been shrunken again by an amma on either side. Nimzuchav, now have a grand total of chavav al chavav, 26 by 26. We're not done. Malkam Hiluch Ragla Kehanim. You have this walkway on the Mizbeach itself for the Kehanim to keep them out of the fire, right? So they have to have a sort of a pathway all around on the perimeter. Amma Mizah, you have to deduct an Amma from this side, Amma Mizah and Amma from the other side. Nimtzah Chavdal Chavdal. And they have a grand total of 24 by 24, which is the Malkam, the place of the Mahamaracha, where they actually burn the Karbanis. So the starting point was 32 by 32. Which results in a surface of 26 by 26. Speaking about the second Beis HaMikdash, the truth is that way back, the first Beis HaMikdash was only 28 by 28. And after all the deductions, you go up, you come in, you go out, how much do you land? So if you start with 28, you have to deduct your all your deductions, get you to 20 by 20. That was in the first Beis HaMikdash. But then later on, they realized they need a bigger Beis HaMikdash. When they came up from exile, they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash. Some changed it to Min HaDorim. They added an L-shaped extension for Amma. From this side, from that side, and gamma, like a Greek letter called gamma, like an L, like a long chaf, and that expanded their mizbeach. Shenemar, as we have in the pasuk, v'ariel yuv beis oirech b'shtei mesre recha pravua. The ariel, the mizbeach, was 12 amma oirech length b'shtei mesre recha, 12 wide pravua. El Abbas Riva was square to all four sides. What does that mean? Yochel, perhaps the pasuk means she'enoi elo shtei mesre am al shtei mesre. It was merely 12 by 12. No, k'shuayva, but the pasuk says it's quadrupled. Al Abbas Riva of that dimension is four times over on each one of the corners. Malama, we learn from here that from the middle to any corner was 12 by 12. Shemina emtsa hu moed shtei mesre am al chalruach. At the dimension of 12, the number 12. Is from the midpoint to the sides, in all sides. So turns out that it was really 24 by 24. And that was the Makam HaMaracha, the actual top surface. So now counting for all the steps and ledges, etc., you get to a grand total of 32 by 32, as per the description in our mission. The Chuchel Sikra, there was this red line, this marker, Chogra Bemsa, which would encircle the Mizbeach at the midpoint of its wall. So halfway up the wall of the Mizbeach, there was this red marker going all around. Chogra Bemsa, Lahavdol, the purpose of which was to differentiate between Adam Malyon, between the upper bloods, Adam and Tachtam, to the lower bloods. Some Karbanos' blood applied above that line, some below, as we had in Maseches Kinim, all Masechta, about all kinds of variations of mix-ups and between those and those. Vayisoid, now the Yisoid, the base, the foundation, so to speak, on bottom, the bottom step, although we accounted for it on all four sides, but the truth is that it wasn't really built on all four sides. There was space for it, so it would have that shrinking effect on the overall size of the Mizbeach on all four sides, but on two sides it was really just empty space. Yisoid ha-yimahalach, Yisoid would travel al pnei kol ha-tzofen, al pnei kol ha-marav. Yisoid was actually there only on tzofen and marav of the Mizbeach. So it would go along this side, along that side, like an L, and then it would turn the corner on both sides. V'yichel b'darav ma'achas. So although it only went along the tzafen, but before it started the tzafen, it would sort of start on the dorm, just one amma, sort of turn the corner, and likewise at the end, on the other side, when it finished the marav, But Mizrach will turn the corner to the Mizrach, Amo, Achas, as well. Okay, so we had a description of the Harabayas, with the Seireg, followed by the Chel, with the steps, up to the Azorah, followed by the Ezos Noshim, with the four chambers on the four corners and their functions. Discussed the instrument rooms, discussed the Azorah, which was comprised of Ezos Yisroel, Ezos Kehanim, and then on to the Mizbeach, with its dimensions externally, and the Makim Aruch. Okay? All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.